Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast. It's Just a Belief. This week, I want to give you as a gift three beliefs that I really encourage you to travel with. If you travel the rest of your life with those three beliefs, I think you should get through pretty much with a lot of ease because they are amazing beliefs and they are life-changing. And before we go and deep dive into them, I want, of course, to encourage you to sign up to my website, hypnocoach.ca, so you get the latest invitation to free events and my newsletter almost every week.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
All right, so bear with me this week. I have a light COVID voice. There might be some, I'm going to try to not make too much noise, but there might be some noises around with my voice. So I thought, what are the three most amazing beliefs I could give someone as a gift? This is a question I asked my guests on this podcast. And I thought I would share with you the three ones that I believe if you travel with them, you can really travel with ease. Again, the three main one, I am enough, everything that I want is available to me and I can connect. Those are the basic one. And I won't talk about these ones because they're obvious and they have so many ramifications. They're simple at the same time, but they're not the ones I'm going to talk about today. Today, I want to talk about three. The first one is I choose to, I have the choice. It's all around having choices in life. The second one is I have all the resources I need to face whatever's going to come my way. And the third one, it's a handy one, but I believe there's a twist to it that sometimes could be unhealthy, and I'm going to share why I think that. Again, it's my belief, but I want you to get your own perspective on it. And it is things happen for a reason. So let's start with I choose to. Every morning, I say it, you get the gift of a day. There's a day that's being given to you and it's your gift. You have this day. What are you going to do with it? Every day you choose things all day long. You're not consciously doing it. Sometimes you're consciously doing it, but you're making choices along the way that are kind of creating your life and whatever your life is today and it's going to be tomorrow. They're all the choices that you are making today. When you really incorporate into your belief system, I choose to, I have the choice, you let go of the victim mentality and you really own your life. People will say, yeah, that's not true, Jalen, because a lot of things happen, you have no choice. I agree. I'm going to take the COVID example because it's a simple one. It's out there. This week, I had something planned. I was really looking forward to it. Got canceled because I had COVID. I have the choice to be angry, mad, sour, and sad all week. Or I can decide to choose to do something with this time that's been allotted to me. So a week has been allotted to me, and I will do things in this week that I would have not planned to do, that I like to do, that I wanted to do, given that I'm feeling okay. I'm going to sleep, of course, because I realize I need sleep now, which is a luxury, right? Sleeping is a great luxury. And then there's a course that I took that I want to re-listen to about neuroscience. And I think this is a good time to do that because I've already listened to it. So it's not new material. It will sink in a different way. And so I choose to say, it's not my favorite. This is not what I would have chosen for this week, but this is what's happening and this is what I'm going to make of this week. It's the same thing for what I do. I choose to do what I do. I choose to be a hypnotherapist to help people get a lighter life or have a richer human experience. This is what I love to do for now. This is what I choose now. And when you have that belief, this is what I choose now, you're not caught into the forever and ever thing. You choose to. You can choose something else eventually. You have that freedom. So from the choice comes a lot of freedom and also responsibilities. When something is a situation, let's say you are in a work situation where you're kind of trapped, you need the money, you still haven't found something else, you're working your beliefs, you're doing the work behind to help you move towards where you want to go, but you're not there yet, right? You can say, I choose to work there today because I need the money for now and this is what I choose. Instead of, oh, I have no choice to be there, right? You know, I need to pay the bill, which is a different mindset. If you say, if you believe that you choose to be there today, because you could walk away, you would create a lot of issues maybe, and maybe not that much, but it's a choice that you make. And when you see it as a choice, you empower yourself to make life choices every day, and even micro choices and mini choices and sometimes bigger choices, but you know you choose to. And you know you can renew your choices or cancel your choices or change, but you know that you do. Even when life throws horrible things at you. I was listening to that show about Nelson Mandela, who was trained in his cell for I don't know how many years he was there. He chose to train every day. That's the choice he's made. He's made the choice to train every day when he was in his cell. And that probably saved his life, as he said, because he occupied his mind, his body, and everything. He had, three things he was doing every day, but training was one of them. So he chose that despite being in prison, which was not really his life choice, right? So you can choose. And what I'm saying to you is you can choose to incorporate that belief. You can choose that you are choosing, that you have the choice. And this is something that will free you from feeling trapped. And this is something that will also help you make sound choices and healthy choices for you. So that's my first one. My second one works very well, especially if you're more an anxious type of person. It's, I have all the resources I need in order to face whatever's going to come my way. Again, whatever work you do in life, even if you're a monk or whatever you are, life will throw things at you. This is the nature of life, right? Even if you go hide in a cave, the cave could get flooded or whatever, right? An animal could come. Like, whatever, if you are a human or an animal or a plant or a bee in life, something will happen because this is what life is all about, right? But if you think that you have all, if you have incorporated the belief that you have all the resources you need to have in order to face what's being thrown at you, it's such a powerful way. It alleviates a lot of the anxiety too. What I like to say to my clients, imagine you have a warehouse, and in this warehouse, everything is stored. All the solutions, all the keys to your questions are stored there. All you need to go is to go and take a walk in your subconscious mind in your warehouse and find the answer is there. It might be behind the box and the other box and that other box. It might be at the other end of the alley, but it's there. And just ask your brilliant mind to lead you to a solution, and you will find the most innovative, creative solution will come their way. Just because you ask, okay, you know I have all the resources within myself to face what comes my way. Even if it's ask for help, even I know I have all the resources. Marissa Peers also have a different version of it, which is I have phenomenal coping skills, which is amazing. She used it in a group, a woman used it in a group where it was about, I believe, women who were in a shelter, and they start writing this on the wall every day, you know, I have phenomenal coping skills, and it changed the whole outlook of those women on life and how powerful they were at the end of the day. Because this is all about, if you know you have the choice, if you know you choose to, if you know you have all the resources to face whatever's going to come your way, you feel empowered instead of disempowered or helpless. And that is a very interesting difference. I will use sometimes the ocean. I'll say you have an ocean of resources, a field of resources, but depends on the person and what really works with them. But the warehouse is a typical one I will use. And for people who worry about a lot of things, it's a very suiting belief to acquire. So number one, you choose to, you have the choice. Second, you have all the resources you need in order to face whatever's going to come your way. And those two beliefs are very complementary. The third one, I debated that one because in a way, I find it's a helpful one. But in another way, I find it's one that can also have a double edge to it. So it's the belief that everything happens for a reason. In a case like me this week, believing that everything happens for a reason, it's helpful. It helps me swallow the pill, accept the circumstances, and make something out of it that's going to be better than sitting, you know, and being angry all week. So that's one. Saying, okay, you know, I accept it. I accept that there might be a reason for it, and that's fine. Move on. So I find sometimes that belief puts people into a passive mode. They could act upon things. They could take decisions. They could choose things. But because they say, oh, things happen for a reason, they kind of sit back and go into a passive mode. And then it starts to look and feel like a little bit of a victim mode. And this is the kind of fine line of that belief. So if you take the healthy part of it, which is sometimes really having this belief will calm you down and will help you find solution and you know, will try to help you make some sense of what's happening when it doesn't really make sense to you, right? And it's just a belief, so you can have it or not have it. You can say, no, it doesn't make sense, and you can decide to believe it doesn't make sense. This is your prerogative. But that's one, you know, but if you use it as to say, oh, you know, things happen for a reason, and then you become like in that kind of a victim mindset or in that kind of mindset of inaction. Let's say you have a big project and the project manager walks away. Some people will say, oh, things happen for a reason. Maybe I'm not meant to do this project. Sometimes I'm like, wow, okay, you've put a lot of energy into that project. Maybe it's worse, it's not the right person, but doesn't mean you need to cancel the project. So I find this belief sometimes serves as an excuse for people to not go into action or set back or just play the victim. So I'm cautious with this one, but I like the healthy part of it. The healthy part of it for me is sometimes things happen, and if you do believe that they happen for a reason, it helps you swallow the pills, calm down, go into solution mode, and go into your other beliefs, right? Which is, I have all the resources anyway to face whatever's going to come my way, and I choose to do this and do that this week or whatever it is. So that's my take on that last one. I think not everything is black and white. As you know, it's often a shade of different things. And I find that last one can be very healthy, but can also be tricky if it's used as you know, to play the victim, which I find a very disempowering place, but sometimes it's okay. You know, I remember you can choose to play this and to stay in that mode for a certain period of time. It goes back to the belief number two, I choose to. I remember I had one time a very bad day. Like, you know, when, you know, all little annoyance, like you bang the car, you lose your keys, you know, a bag drop into the grocery store, like all kinds of nuisance and annoyance all day, something gets canceled, and it's one thing after another, you know, those Black Series day. Like, I remember coming home and saying, now I am miserable and I'm going to be miserable and I choose to be miserable and angry and annoyed and I choose that for an hour. and it's very interesting how to decide it and to choose it. It's almost like a little game sometimes where you say, okay, I give myself the right to be annoyed and angry for this next hour and then I'm going to move on. But this is too much today and I'm, you know, I'm just going to I'm giving up for an hour on life. I'm just sitting in the couch and looking at the ceiling and being angry, or I'm just going to write nasty things in my journal or whatever. Or I'm going to yell myself alone in my room, whatever it is. But I'm just going to let it out because it's too annoying. That's fine. It's a choice. Again, I choose to do that. And I choose to end it as well because, you know, I don't want to feel miserable in my life. Because we know that, you know, you can choose your belief. That's another one of choosing. You know, you can absolutely choose your beliefs. And the people that work, that do the work with me, they see it clearly. They say, oh my God, I can really choose that belief instead of that one. I can really trade this one for that one, and it works. In fact, I had a client this week. She worked with me before, great results on very specific things. And now she took the 6 months unlimited program, and she says, Jenny-Lynn, now it's like the old beliefs, they don't even come. It's the new belief that comes right away. The old one doesn't even come anymore. It's like it's a very, very weird feeling. And she said, because I was used to stop the old one and welcome the new one, but now it doesn't even come. The old one doesn't even come. So I thought that was really interesting to see how she was witnessing this. You can absolutely choose belief, and by choosing them over and over and over again, they just become, you know, the beliefs of choice, and they become the familiar, and they become the belief that shows up first before the old ones or the more unhealthy one. Another one that have, you know, I would say not as great consequences in your life. So what do you think of those beliefs? What do you think? Do you think that you have all the resources? Or can you imagine what your life could be if you really believe you had all the resources you need to have in order to face whatever is going to come your way? And what about choosing? What do you choose today? What is your choice that you're making today? Name one thing you're choosing. Just be conscious that you're making a choice, the choice of one thing. And every day be conscious of the choices that you're making and choose one thing. And where is it in your life that you feel you don't have the choice? And take the time to really, really look at it, right? Well, people say, well, I have kids. I don't have the choice. I need to take care of them. Yes, but you have the choice on how you want to feel taking care of them, how you want to take care of them, how much time and how much of yourself you want to invest in them. This is a choice, because if it was not a choice, you wouldn't have a variety of parents investing themselves in a variety of ways with their children. So there is a choice there that you can make. And once you make it as a choice based on different things, right, on your values, on really what speaks out most to you, and this is in the work we do together, like this is fascinating. People see sometimes, oh my God, I'm making those choices all the time because I have that belief and that belief. And that's another set of conversation. But really, you have the choice. So where is it in your life right now? You feel you don't have the choice. And go and push yourself, push yourself, push yourself, push yourself to see, isn't there a choice to be made in what appears that is a no-choice situation. So voilà. I hope you enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoyed it, because those beliefs really, I am with them every day. Like they are part, integral part of my life. Sometimes they can be tricky. They can be daring, bold, but they really help me live the best life I can live right now with whatever is present in my life and what I'm creating every day for tomorrow. Because we're never tomorrow, we're always today. But our tomorrow is often the sum of the choices that we have made today. Bring us into a situation and then decide again for that day, are we going to make that choice or not? And we're always free to do so. So voilà, until next time, as you know, it's just a belief.